This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight, right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station in Tampa, Florida, and my Moss Family Automotive studio, two great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there moving things along, getting the job done, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing, where you're doing it, or why you're doing it, thank you so very much for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. When Parler comes back, and it looks like they will be, I'm the Captain's America. I'm also on MeWe, the Captain's America. And we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website by going to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now, it's Wednesday morning, and it's hour number four. We've got Colonel Jim Orshak, retired U.S. Air Force, and the chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party. Good morning, Colonel.
Good morning, Matt.
And let's say the pledge and get started. You ready?
I'm ready.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Colonel, we start out with some news coming out of the Middle East. Israel, once again, used their Air Force to strike Syrian positions. They're saying that they went after Iranian-supported forces on the ground. That obviously would be Hezbollah at a place called Deir ez-Zor. And 22 deaths reported on the ground, and whatever it was they went after, they destroyed it.
Well, whenever Israel does something like that, it means they have intelligence that indicates that either a strike from Syria is going to occur, or there is a weapons buildup or some type of strategic military posturing on the part of the Syrian military. Of course, when they use the term, as you said, Iranian-supported forces, that indicates that it's Hezbollah. So, you know, Israel doing what's necessary to do when that kind of stuff happens. So, you know, we'll follow that and see a little bit more of what's going on, but that's probably pretty much what it is.
Yeah, and then the other thing that happened yesterday was Secretary of State Mike Pompeo made an announcement about the fact that we took out the number two guy in the al-Qaeda system, as well as the fact that Iran and al-Qaeda, Iran was the safe haven, and they were giving aid and comfort to al-Qaeda right there in Iran. Now, we've known about that for a while.
Yeah, Iran, probably going back to when I was deputy director for intelligence at CENTCOM around 2004, we started seeing indications of Iran providing safe haven and other types of support to al-Qaeda, particularly al-Qaeda forces in Afghanistan, giving them safe haven, allowing them to cross through their country to get to other parts of either the Middle East or Eastern Europe. Nothing new there with regard to Iran's support to Al-Qaeda, but I think it's being emphasized here on the part of Mike Pompeo because it needs to be emphasized, and it's a message to the world before things change here in a few weeks of what's going on, and I suspect that would there's going to be a lot of changes there with regard to what our posture is on Middle East, our military posture in the Middle East, and on terrorism.
Now, Colonel, we're hearing a lot of stuff coming out of the FBI. I see the bulletins as they come out and whatnot, DOJ too, for that matter. And have you heard of the Boogaloo movement?
Yeah, it's a small group of extremist right wing who. You know, they're like, they're just ready to go after Antifa and BLM. They support Trump, so to speak, but they're a little bit more independent and a little bit more extremist. And we don't pay too much attention to them.
Well, they're planning Sunday protests all around the country, according to them. Their words, not mine. If they're small, it appears they won't be able to do that. But go ahead.
Let me talk about that a little bit because I've been getting some stuff going on, and I'll read this to everybody so they hear it. I've got a copy of the flyer. I'll forward it over to you after we're done talking, Matt. You can put it out. It's very subjective, and it might confuse people, but it says, their flyer says, when democracy is destroyed, refuse to be silenced. Armed march on Capitol Hill and all state capitals, January 17th, 2021, 12 p.m., Washington Memorial to the White House, all 50 states capitals. And then some other stuff, a demand freedom and corruption. Here's the caveat on that. This is being shared on the internet. This is not a conservative or Trump event. This is an attempt to create violence involving guns, then blame it on conservatives and the Trump campaign, giving the left the ammunition they need to begin the plan to go after your guns. This is a setup.
Okay, hold that thought. Folks, be right back with Colonel Jim Warshuk, and good morning to the Godfather, George. How are you doing there, George? And good morning to Eric in the chat room. He's been a real chatty catty this morning there. And good morning to Major Mac. Ha-ha! And we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. It's a Wednesday morning.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call and proved why you should always prepare far in advance for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey folks, Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. In this portion of the program, my conversation with Colonel Jim Warshak, retired U.S. Air Force and chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party, brought to you by our friends at Moss Family Automotive, and in particular, the Moss Nissan stores. Now, the new 2021 Rogues are in at Moss Nissan, and they've made some really incredible upgrades to this fantastic SUV. The Rogue has really gone rogue. And it starts with the quilted leather seats, the new cutting-edge digital display, the cordless phone charging, and a full suite of safety and driver assist technologies that come standard, including the intelligent all-wheel drive. The new Rogue nearly drives itself, and I've driven many miles in a Rogue from Moss Nissan, and I know that you're going to enjoy the great pricing and this fantastic service that you'll get from Moss Nissan. Remember, Moss Care is included with each vehicle purchase, a tremendous value-added feature that packs many of the servicing services that you get with Moss Nissan. It makes it a breeze, too. The permanent oil changes for the life of the vehicle, as well as regular service, too. Now, over 800 vehicles are now in stock, so Moss Nissan will probably have the vehicle you're looking for. The other dealerships won't. And remember, the choice is simple. The choice is clear. The choice is here. Moss Nissan and Acura, the home of the You Serve, You Save program, which puts pastors, veterans, active military, and first responders up on a pedestal. Nissan stores can be found in Crystal River, Newport Richey, Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa. Visit them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you to save yourself even more money. All right. Colonel Jim Warshak on the telephone line here. Good morning again, Colonel. Where'd you go? Okay, let's try that again. Good morning, Colonel. Huh. All right, you'll have to call me back, sir. It looks like I lost you. All right, but anyway, and he will call me back, I'm sure. Now, you know, I want to just mention something here real quick. There we go.
Okay. Good morning, Colonel.
You there?
Yeah, I'm here. You went okay. You went dark on me.
I don't know what happened.
Darn Russians.
Eh, or worse.
Yeah. Well.
Big tech.
Yeah, big tech. You're right. Could be. Okay. I want to mention something here before we move on, and that's the fact that when you talk about big tech, you led me right into this one. Parler says their platform is going to come back stronger than ever with changes to keep users safe while respecting their free speech. And it was announced yesterday that a internet provider called Epic, E-P-I-K, was going to be providing them their services. Now, the internet provider came back and said, well, not so fast. They really haven't done anything. But there's another service that's called Whois. And according to Whois, the data confirmed that they had actually signed up, registered their domain over there, and they were getting ready to do what they needed to do. Now, the thing of it is if you know anything about websites, when you go to transfer a domain from one IP to another, you have to go through some paper signatures, changes, and this, that, and the other to do it. You just don't do it all by your little lonesome, right?
Yeah, you know, there's licensing and what have you that have to go through the FCC and other government entities. So, you know, we're going to have to watch and see what happens on that and how that is handled. And, you know, that's the big question, because that's, you know, I'm not an IT guy, but I understand some of the government bureaucracy, and we're going to have to wait and see on a lot of this how it's played, and if it gets slow rolled by the federal government, the FCC, and others. I kind of equate it to any government bureaucracy, and you can have some people in the bureaucracy who automatically, because of their political beliefs, just say, well, I'm going to leave that piece of paperwork in the inbox, and I'm just using that as an example for a couple of weeks to slow things down. So mm-hmm. I think over the next month or two, we're going to see two things. We're going to see a lot of that happening, because I think there's going to be a lot of investors and internet providers who are going to, and you know, other types of communications providers coming up on board, just as you said. And I think that, and that's a good point that you said that, because it gives people an appreciation for some of the stuff going on of what these new companies, be it Gab, be it Parler, be it MeWe, be it Cloud Hub, others, of some of the things they're going to have to deal with, particularly with the federal government.
Mm-hmm. Now, something else here. I've been talking for quite some time, for the last week or so, about changing our modus operandi when it comes to what we need to do to get this country back on track again. Back in 2008, 2009, 2010 with the Tea Party groups, we did something that was kind of called from the bottom up. And what I mean by that is we concentrated our tax enough already, started out with our local politicians at the city level, the town level, the county level, the state level, and then kicked it up to the congressional level, U.S. Senate, and so on. And I think that may be what we'll have to do again, because it worked. What we did back then worked. We got the people in locally, and then as they moved up the ladder, they went up there with the values that we had helped instill in them, saying that, look, you know, the Obamacare, the mandate, this, that, and the other. All that happened because of what was going on at the local level.
Yeah, that's exactly right, and that's going to be up to – this is where citizens and voters really get to put their teeth into politics, and this is what scares the heck out of politicians, is when they realize that the citizens are fed up with their with the politicians' politics and the things they're doing, and the citizens' voices are really, really heard, because they're going to face these – you know, these Americans, you know, on the ground at the grassroots level, and you know, you've always heard politics is local, all politics is local. That this is where the true meaning is, and so you're gonna have to do a little homework and look at candidates, and this is where it starts. Where we start putting up new candidates, you start letting the incumbent candidates know they better change their tune on things. And, you know, the Democrats know this, Republicans know it, and this is where you have to let them. And you gotta focus on what is basic and what our founding fathers wanted and expected with regard to low taxes and with regard to all the things that they do at the local level. So, you know, we're encouraging people to stand up and, you know, from the standpoint of the local Republican Party in Hillsborough, you know, we're helping give them guidance on what to look at and what to focus on with regard to candidates. In fact, I had a couple candidates yesterday potential candidates come to my office yesterday and spent 3 or 4 hours talking with them. So people are riled up and angry and want to start taking things on themselves, and, you know, we're here to help.
Now, I want to read you a headline, and then I'm going to go on from the headline. This is an Associated Press headline, which, of course, they're very liberal. It says, Trump on the cusp of historic second impeachment after Capitol siege. Well, okay, but guess who the impeachment manager on the floor of the House of Representatives is going to be?
Well, as you know and I know, it's going to be Eric Swalwell, so yeah, how does that surprise anybody?
Mr. Chinadoll.
Yeah, Mr. Chinadoll. You know, here's a guy who has been, who to me, as a career intelligence officer, has been literally in bed with China, and he's expected to do this. You know, the hypocrisy is just through the roof.
Well, I'm sure they have the votes in the House just by the simple majority the Democrats have if they all vote the way they're going to. But the problem is, I'm going to believe it's going to be all for naught, because the Senate is not coming back early. They are not going to do this any sooner than the 19th when they come back. And even then, they won't do it on the 19th. It'll be the 20th. And I do believe that 12 noon on the 20th, Donald Trump leaves Washington, and he's not the president anymore, although he won't be there anyway.
No, that remains to be seen. But that's Mitch McConnell is saying, he's talking out of both sides of his mouth to protect his political you-know-what, and he knows that is exactly what will happen, and so he gets to punt on that. And where this goes, and the Constitution says you cannot impeach a at the time, former president. So we'll see how hard the Democrats push on whatever they want to, or what they intend to get out of this. But you can be assured this is going to be a busy couple days as they go through this effort.
All right. Well, we'll be talking again real soon. And I want to thank you very much for coming on the program, Colonel. You have yourself a great week, and say hello to everybody over there on your side of the water.
Will do. Thanks, Matt.
All right. Thank you very much. That's Colonel Jim Warshuk from the Hillsborough County Republican Party, and also the retired Air Force colonel that he is. And I'll be back with more coming up. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
In a vote of 223 to 205, the House of Representatives on Tuesday night approved a resolution calling on Vice President Pence to remove President Trump from office by invoking the 25th Amendment. Pence said on Tuesday that he will not invoke the 25th Amendment to remove Trump from office because it would set a terrible precedent. A Kansas woman was executed for strangling an expectant mother and removing a baby from her womb in 2004. It's the first time in nearly 70 years that the U.S. government has put to death a female inmate. 52-year-old Lisa Montgomery was pronounced dead early Wednesday morning after the Supreme Court rejected a stay of execution. The lethal injection was administered at a federal prison complex in Terre Haute, Indiana. The U.S. military's Joint Chiefs of Staff, the uniform leaders of the military branches, on Tuesday put out a rare message to service members saying the violent riots last week were an assault on America's constitutional process and against the law. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are, and this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Balance of Nature. Again, Balance of Nature, if you go over there to their website, balanceofnature.com, and check out all the different health wellness program products they have over there, use the product code RESULT. You will save 35%. I happen to be taking the fruits and veggie capsules over there, and that's the way I would go if it were me. I would take a long look at those, save yourself 35%, plus whatever else you want to get along the line. Now, also, let's hear from Fair and Fair right now before we go to our caller. Injured in an accident and need a lawyer? The last thing you deserve is being put on hold or having a law firm robot answer and assign you a number. Fair and Fair doesn't treat people like numbers. From the moment you call, you'll be connected with an actual person, ready to listen and help. Their team of injury law experts understands the pressure you're under and will make themselves available to you 24/7. Also, if Fair and Fair doesn't win your case, you don't owe them a penny. So if you've been injured and the insurance company's pushing you around, call Fair and Fair. Let them push back. Visit fairandfair.com. And don't forget, their 24/7 number for you to call is 877-245-6707. That's 877-245-6707. Give them a call. They'll tell you whether or not you got a case. And also, Farrah and Farrah, spelled F-A-R-A-H. That's farrahandfarrah.com. The website, the phone number one more time, 877-245-6707. It is a 24/7 number. All right, we're going to go to the phone lines. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Morning, Captain Mike in Sarasota.
What's up?
Oh, just to let all these politicians know, in Florida, if you take a vote for impeaching Trump, next time around, I'm going to vote you out.
Well, there's a lot of people that feel that way, and I think the three that I know of that are going to vote that way. One of them is Liz Cheney out of Wyoming. She's the number three person in the House.
I mean, the one in here in Florida, whoever's in Florida.
Yeah.
What we got, Rubio and Scott and all that.
Oh, you're talking about the senators. Okay, yeah. I don't think, you know, Mike, let me ask you a question. How do you feel about whether or not they can impeach a president when he's no longer in office? It hasn't been done before. Now, they're going, well, we had a Secretary of the War back in 1876 that was impeached. That's a Secretary of the War. That's not the President of the United States or former, right?
Well, them Democrats, they're always going to take and try something.
Yeah.
And I think down the road that they can't do nothing on their own. So if they can pass it, with Republicans in charge,
mm-hmm.
who knows what they're going to do? They're going to eat their own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like I said, you know, wait till Biden gets in there. They're going to eat his. They'll put him in a rubber suit and throw him someplace. You know?
Yeah, 25th Amendment, watch and see.
Yep. That's why they're pushing it so hard.
That's right.
Because if they pass it in a Republican party or control,
mm-hmm.
then when the Democrats... are in control. Oh, you're out of there. See you, bud. Mm-hmm. So.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Mike.
Pay attention, people.
Yep.
And drive safe, people.
All right. Thank you very much, Mike. All right.
Yep.
Mike down in Sarasota. Appreciate him very much. It sounded like he was moving around, too. Well, you know, all I can tell you is here we go again. We're just hours away from the expected vote to impeach President Trump after Vice President Pence refused the removal on the 25th Amendment grounds. And the means by which they're going to do this is probably... They believe that they have enough votes in the Democratic Party already, and then they're going to add a few Republicans to it in the House. But going over to the Senate, Mitch McConnell has already said he's not going to convene the Senate early. They're not scheduled to come back until the 19th. And just because somebody wants you to do something doesn't mean on the 19th they're going to sit there and they're actually going to a vote on bringing up another impeachment. I just don't see that happening. And I do believe, as do some of the legal scholars that are out there, that you cannot impeach a president that's left office. Now, I'm not the only one that thinks that. Jonathan Curley, Alan Dershowitz, another legal professor that's with Harvard, who's still there, believes that way. There are a few people that don't, but, you know, that we'll see what happens. That's just my thought. Impeachment was not something, if you read the Constitution, it was not something that was mentioned to anybody that's not in office. It was all about somebody that currently was in office. By the way, multi-billionaire casino and hotel magnate owner Sheldon Adelson has died. He was one of the very large GOP benefactors that gave a lot of money to candidates. He'll long be remembered as a GOP kingmaker who deeply impacted presidential politics. Plus, he helped certain senators get elected. He helped some congressmen and whatnot in key districts and areas where they needed money to get elected. Now, he was the owner of the Sands Corporation, the old Sands casino and hotel that they tore down, and then they built this beautiful place called the Venetian that's there. I haven't seen it, but we were hearing about it from Kyle, who said that he's been there. So there you have it. Now, CNN, go figure, right? CNN announced that they're pulling their network out of the airports. You go to the airport and you got the news, and what is it? It's CNN. It's always CNN. And, of course, the people on Twitter, once that was announced, they were going nuts. They were going, yeah, way to go, yeah. And, yeah, I get it. And we'll see how long that stays that way, because Remember, they had an exclusive in there going all the way back to day one from when men were men and women were proud of it. The Homeland Committee Democratic member has said Senator Ted Cruz and Senator Josh Hawley could be put on a no-fly list for their standing up for the president last week in the Senate. Well, good luck with that one. In addition, Adam Schiff, who is not involved in the impeachment as the floor manager, but he probably will be involved as one of the committee chairmen today or whenever. Adam Schiff says he has nothing but contempt for the GOP leader in the House, Kevin McCarthy. Well, I think Kevin McCarthy probably would feel the same way about him. What do you think? And Democrat Cori Bush said, I don't want to unite with those responsible for this insurrection, talking about what happened last Wednesday. By the way, Bill de Blasio will explore canceling the New York City contracts that they have with the Trump organization. Anything Trump, they're going to cancel. And when you think about everything that's transpiring right now, they are trying to cancel Trump. That's their plan. Hurt him as much as they can. But I think this is going to come back to backfire on him. I really do. Because the people are still supporting Donald Trump. Again, I'll go to Frank Luntz's poll that he did of 800 Republican voters, people that actually voted for Donald Trump, 800 of them. He polled them, and 91% of them said that they would vote for Donald Trump today if he was running for another office, that they would vote for him again. That's not what the Democrats want to hear. But it is, in fact, what's taking place. By the way, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has confirmed the killing of the number two man in Al-Qaeda inside Iran and says that Iran is now Al-Qaeda's new home base. Now, we kind of knew that along the line, but that just even cements it more. All right, we're coming back. Final segment of the program today. The Captain's America Third Watch. It's been a very busy night. A lot of different things going on. Israel, of course, struck more targets inside Syria, going after Hezbollah. I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil.
We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and that's our pal Donna Fiducia up there in Carrollton, Georgia way. She and her husband Don run the Double D Ranch up there where they've got a bunch of horses, and they teach people about horseback riding, and they do the different things, equestrian and western and all that sort of stuff. And they're just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hoo-ah out there to everybody at Fort Benning, Georgia tonight. We appreciate you. And howdy, howdy to Don and Donna. They happen to be listening right now. All right. And before we get to the telephone line, I got to remind everybody that this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Dominic's, Dominic's Blinds and Decor in Sarasota. They are located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. And all of their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the USA. Now, they are a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And unlike the big box stores, Dominic's will offer installation on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. So if you stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store, remember that all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store. The number again, 941-922-2345. Tell them the captain sent you, and you might get lucky and get some of that super-duper pastry they have in the back room. All righty, let's go to the phone lines. We've got Mary on the line. What's up there, Mary?
Hi, Captain. Who is the only, who can order troops in a national emergency?
Who? The president.
That's my question.
The president.
The only one, correct?
Well, let's see. You're talking about the national emergency would be declared by the president.
Okay.
And then confirmed by the Congress.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. All right. Well, I don't know what that question was all about, but I don't think we're going that far with everything that's going on. Okay, let's see. Who is this? Eric is chiming in the chat room. Okay, talking about, he's talking about Donald Trump and some of the good things that he did for New York City. That's true, Eric, and that'll never be forgotten, even though I will tell you right now, Bill de Blasio and Cuomo both are trying to see if they can get rid of any of the contracts that they have with any of the Trump enterprises, whether it be a hotel or whatever they're into. Now, Democrats will be in control of both houses of Congress and the White House after Joe Biden, who will be inaugurated on January the 20th. And Georgia's two United States senators, John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock, will take their seats. Now, Republicans have obviously suffered a number of electoral setbacks. Not only did they lose control of the White House, but they'll be the minority in both houses of Congress for the first time in a decade. So looking ahead, Republicans will need to remain united to defeat efforts to move policy in America further to the progressive left. And they'll need to present a compelling vision for what they'll do if given the opportunity to govern again. Now, the conservative movement, make no mistake about it, has traditionally stood for economic opportunity, personal freedom, a strong national defense, and the value of human life. Now, these are values that many of our fellow Americans share and should be the backbone of efforts by conservatives to lead once again. Now, I got something else to toss in there. Okay? And to me, this is important, too. How about a balanced budget amendment where we quit spending negatively over and over and over again? How about that? And instead of just jacking taxes up out of range for many people, they need to stop that. They need to leave the people at the bottom end of the spectrum, middle income wage earners and below that got the $2,000 in tax deductions, which meant they had $2,000 more in their pocket that they didn't have to spend in the way of Internal Revenue Service. You know, you're going to lose that. You're going to lose that when Joe Biden does away with that. And I hope it's later rather than sooner. We'll see. We'll see. And, Colonel Jim just sent me that article. I'll post that up on, I'll put that in the chat room here in a minute. That's what I'll do. Now, the other thing is, the news media has way too much influence over what government does. Progressive left media, with the progressives in the White House, that's going to be a dangerous combination. And many of whom worry about the media's power, which will grow under Joe Biden's presidency, mark my words. Now, what are we to do? Well, we have to stand up and fight. We have to stand up and be Americans and do what Americans do, stand up and fight and stand up for what America is all about. And it's the way to do things. Oh, okay. And let's see. Christine down in Sarasota is chiming in and say, yeah, instead of wasting time on impeachment, do your jobs. Well, I certainly agree with that. Certainly agree with that, Christine. Very good point. Thank you. But the thing of it is the latest Rasmussen reports that are out there, according to the National Telephone and Online Survey, finds that over 54% of likely U.S. voters say the news media has too much power and influence over government decisions, while 10% say the media doesn't have enough power, and 31% says the media has about the right amount of power. Well, I don't think there ever is a right amount of power. That's just my thought. I think when you got companies like, and we talked about this too, by the way, when you got companies like CNN, who was the first cable news network that I actually watched because it's the one that was everywhere and anywhere. By the way, they are going to be, by their choice, not being forced, but they are going to pull their services out of the airports around the country. Now, the reason for that may be, I think they're having to pay now for that. I think that they're being charged now for that instead of just automatically being there because of, and that would be because, of course, of the budgets where the states are trying to make ends meet on the budget. So obviously they're going to charge for something like that. But no surprise there. Oh, and if you're just joining us, you'll hear about this in a while. Israeli air forces struck another location in Syria at the Deir ez-Zor location. They hit Iranian-backed forces, which is a fancy word of saying Hezbollah, killed at least 22, wounded many more. They took out another location, which apparently had a bunch of missiles trained not only on the Israeli area, but also it was a major supply area, a major supply depot, so they took another one of those out. Israel doesn't do anything half-assed or half-heartedly. They get in there and they just get the job done, and boy, did they. I can't wait to see the battle damage assessment photos on this one. So, today, a little bit later, once again, for the second time, the Democrats are going to impeach Donald Trump. Waste of time on their part. But they're going to do it anyway because they can. And don't forget to check out our friends over at Balance of Nature because it's going to be coming to an end here sooner rather than later when it comes to the discount you're going to get at Balance of Nature. 35%. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. BalanceOfNature.com. Take a look at all the wellness products they got over there. Save yourself 35% by using the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. All right. I'll be back tonight with a whole bunch more stuff. And who knows where it'll lead us because of the fact that you start out with something to talk about and all of a sudden, boom, something happens and it changes everything. So everybody in the chat room, stay low. And I will see you down the road when I see you. Otherwise, I'll catch you on the Rodidio tonight. Have yourself a...
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.